You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media. And I'm Tom Byrne. People of color have historically been excluded from artist spaces, but it's particularly glaring at mainstream art museums where diverse representation is still lacking. And if art museums and galleries are to last through the 21st century and beyond, they must reflect the diversity of the world outside their doors. That's according to art historian Elizabeth Humphrey, who recently put together the There is a Woman in Every Color, Black Women in Art traveling exhibition to celebrate the contributions of black women to the world of art. It's an exhibition currently showing at the Delaware Art Museum in Wilmington. And in this edition of Art's Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Kyle McKinnon sits down with Humphrey, a PhD candidate in art history at the University of Delaware, to talk about underrepresentation in art and how it's being addressed.
Art in museums and to a certain extent in popular culture has historically been decided by white gatekeepers. From where you sit, what has that meant for Black artists throughout history?
Yes, so I want to start just by placing myself in the context of curating this and being part of this history. As you mentioned, yes, white gatekeepers, white institutions gatekeeping what kind of art goes on the walls, what is acquired by certain museums. And so I really see my role as trying to intervene and break down those barriers of access, both for exhibitions and the public, but also for living artists as well. And so when I think about where Black women artists have been positioned throughout that history, I can't help but think of the early 20th century during the Harlem Renaissance, you know, people not being able to afford the same sort of pristine materials that one might want to sculpt in with sculpture, for example, thinking of Augusta Savage using a lot of painted plaster versus casting in bronze, not being able to preserve art in the same way as their white contemporaries. And so even thinking about preservation, preserving those early pieces, it becomes a bit of an issue as well for Black artists, especially in the early period.
Yeah, I'm glad you laid that out, especially that preservation piece. I want to come back to that. But, you know, how has that acceptance, maybe that veneration, that respect of Black artists and Black art in general, how has that evolved over time?
Yeah, I would maybe describe it as a bit more of a grassroots effort in the 20th century as Black art critics and artists are coming to the table to define sort of what is African-American art, term used at the time. What are the boundaries or confines of what is productive in Black art? What is not as productive in Black art? And I think when you really start looking into the history of that discourse, you see a lot of contradicting viewpoints. You know, not everyone is ascribing to the sort of social uplift utility of Black art. Artists like Alma Thomas, for example, sort of moving away a little bit from that social uplift and really exploring creativity, creatistic freedom, if you will. And so even on the spectrum of Black artists, there is no monolith. I think as we move forward into time, the question then becomes, you know, what's the function of Black art today? Are we still focusing on social uplift? Are we allowing Black artists to express their creativity? And so I think those conversations are still ongoing, but perspectives are shifting in a lot of ways.
Well, when you look at those barriers and those factors throughout time, you mentioned specifically almost that recording of the art, that preservation piece here. That sticks out to me as among the barriers and factors. But, you know, again, it's more than just white gatekeepers and white institutions, right? You know, there's other things at play.
Yeah. So when people ask me, for example, why did I curate the show that I curated, I like to remind people that the exhibition they see on the walls does not reflect all institutions, right? In the first installment of There is a Woman in Every Color, Black Women in Art, that showed less than 1% of the collection, or rather less than 1% of the collection that sort of represented the theme that I wanted to explore. And while a lot of mainstream art museums are certainly reckoning with and trying to fill gaps, historical gaps in the recent past, I'd say in the past 20 years. I always like to highlight the diligent and hard efforts that a lot of HBCUs have been making throughout time consistently to preserve Black and African American art. But a lot of people don't gravitate towards them immediately when thinking about where to find these relevant works, but these jewels have been in these Black institutions for a long time. It's just they don't get the same sort of treatment and notoriety as mainstream museums might.
Well, you touched on a bit there, but so identity we know is central to a work any artist does. You mentioned your exhibit, There Is a Woman in Every Color, Black Women in Art, that obviously more than recognizes people of, and women of color in artistic spaces. But when it comes to an exhibit like yours and museums like the Delaware Art Museum that showcase them, what role do you think that kind of almost partnership plays in addressing this kind of, what we're talking about today, the lack of representation of Black men and women in artistic spaces?
When I think of the Delaware Art Museum's history in Wilmington, also thinking about Black and Brown people's not hesitation, but sometimes reluctance or feelings of being unwelcomed in such institutional spaces, I think exhibitions like There Is a Woman in Every Color help to invite people who look like the people on the walls to come in. Sometimes even I experience this feeling of uncertainty of whether I should be in a certain museum environment or not because I don't see anything on the walls that reflects me. I don't see it in the institutional staff either. And so to be able to present this exhibition to folks who are just genuinely curious about learning and about learning Black women's stories, I think that helps to break down those silos a little bit more.
Were there any concerns? So there's the interpretation piece here, right? And who's interpreting the work of Black artists when it is being showcased? You're looking at something like a case like the Delaware Art Museum that is predominantly white. Not picking on them, but that's most art museums in general.
Yes.
What about that though? Like when it comes to, you have a white curators like essentially reviewing or interpreting, curating Black artists' work. What do you make of that?
I think a lot of it boils down to the extent to which curators are collaborating with descendant communities, with people in the institutional or artistic space. Where is that partnership coming from? I don't think there's nothing directly wrong with people curating outside of an experience that they identify with. But the question is, who are you inviting to the table to check and balance you? And so, even in my own work, I am a Black woman, very proudly. I'm a Black American woman and a curator. And even still, all the stories and experiences that you see in the exhibition are not mine, right? They're pulling from other walks of life, other perspectives within my Black woman community. And so, partnering with other students across different ages, getting input from my family members, for example, in the process of curating helps to, I think, just tell a richer story than if someone was curating in isolation. And so I think collaboration is helpful not only for those who are outside of the culture that they're curating, but also within the culture.
When we zoom out and we look at this region and a state like Delaware, one that's filled with really what's a gluttony of, art museums and is rampant, it seems, in the arts in general. I'm curious for your thoughts on, or as what you think of Delaware in terms of being a good place for, Black artists to grow, a place to, nurture their work, to feel like they'll be seen and there's real, possibilities. What do you think about that in this region and in Delaware?
I've seen the Delaware Art Museum make intentional strides to create those partnerships and collaborations with contemporary artists. I can even think about their recent 1971 exhibition, which really put sort of held the feet to the fire for the institution itself in stating, this is us trying to rectify the missteps that we had in the past. I think those genuine and proactive efforts, I think those should be seen and reflected across other Delaware museums, regardless of, if they have a historic collection or a contemporary collection. I think they should be more proactive in reaching out, and rather than responsive to the ebbs and flows of what's happening in social injustice. Does that make sense?
Yeah, being more proactive, I can imagine the ripple effects that would have a kind of impact if that was more of the norm. You know, whether in Delaware or not, again, this is a pretty broad question, but what more do you think needs to change so that, you know, Black artists and their work are recognized more often in the going forward? Does it start with, like, again, these institutions and the demography of these institutions? Does it come from the promotion, like you kind of just said, the promotion, the when exhibits like this are up, and being proactive and not reactive? What does that solution, that puzzle, kind of look like?
I think definitely having spaces to show one's work, get acquired by a museum, have an exhibition on display, a major exhibition on display. I think those are definitely sound and needed. As someone who focuses so much on community, though, I think barriers to access are more important in the sense that if people don't see other Black creatives in their network, how are you pulling them together to do peer mentorship? How are we connecting them with the artists that came before them? What sorts of programs are available to help, not sponsor, but support them into that next step of their career? Are there socioeconomic barriers that, institutions can help to support artists who want to be living artists, not just working in art? Artists on the side. And so I think a lot about how to position people to better express their creativity. And I don't think that always happens just through sort of notoriety by being affiliated with an institution.
Thanks to art historian Elizabeth Humphrey and our Kyle McKinnon for joining us on this edition of Arts Playlist. And we wrap up the green next with the latest episode of the Delaware Humanities podcast, A More Just Delaware. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.